Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
Daily life, we think too much. And because we think too much, we are not truly ourselves. Our body may be here, but our mind may be elsewhere. In the past, in the future, and therefore, when you breathe in and out, and become aware of your in-breath and out-breath, you stop the thinking, and you begin to be where your body is. From each other. When you are not there, when you are not really there, you cannot see things very clearly and deeply. You miss everything. And that is the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness means to be aware of what is going on. And we are there by breathing in and out. Is to be really there and to be available. Available to whom? Available to your beloved ones. And also to be ready to encounter life, because life can be found only in the present moment. Everything wonderful, everything refreshing, they are in the present moment. Therefore, running to the future or getting lost in the past, you miss life. And therefore, breathing in and out is to get back to the present moment where you have an appointment with life. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and it's always a delight to have you join us on air to learn more about what moves us and sometimes what gets us in a hole or what actually inspires us and sometimes what scares us. And what tools do we have available at a thought level that can actually help us to overcome some of the day-to-day challenges that we encounter, knowingly and unknowingly? Some of us say, you know, we want life to be easier, and then when it gets easy, we complain it's too easy. We feel bored, unfulfilled, uninspired. And then some of us say we want definitely love in our lives, and when we get love, we don't give anything to it. And some of us, when we get love, then we lose it. You know, it's just like a need. We're in an age of a need to know who we are, what is needed in our lives, and how best can we cope with what we've got, with who we've become. And too often we find that we encounter people, sounds, circumstances, situations which bring back a memory of something in the soul unhealed. And then when I begin to feel that, or if you ever feel that, then it becomes my signal or our signal that I haven't really sorted that energy thoroughly through my system, because it's still in effect. It still has a grip on me, and we are trying to get out of these emotions of the past. And the more we resist becoming free of these emotions, the natural energy of the flow and the ease of life will automatically start to emerge in our lives. And so we are at this time where the destiny, the universe, situation, circumstances, the current narrative in the world is helping us to actually turn inwards and go upward, turn inwards and rise upwards, to be the best that we can be, which is to me an individual that just has the ability to think higher, to not let the lower dimension of thought become our very strong, dominant way in which we see ourselves. So it's our age of transformation, it's our age of enlightenment, and also our age of letting go. And speaking about letting go, we haven't heard this track in a long time from my Off the Grid Into the Heart meditation CD. Here's Letting Go. Take a deep breath. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. About connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender. Discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own.
Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time, फल पाओगे।
शुभ संकल्प तो जीवन में फिर दुख कैसा, जब अंतर में शुभ भावना तो दिल में सुख सावन जैसा। हार कर जो ना हारे, जीत उसी की होती है, घनघोर अंधेरे में भी जलती जगमग उसकी ज्योति है। जैसा देखोगे तुम वैसा बन जाओगे, जैसा चाहोगे तुम वैसा बन जाओगे।
Everyone, that was Jesa Socha from the Brahma Kumaris, and the meditation that you heard earlier on letting go was from my Off the Grid Into the Heart Meditation Museum, Off the Grid Into the Heart Meditation CD. You're listening to America Meditating Radio, your 24/7 on-demand amazing meditation radio show. You can download our free app, Pause for Peace, and where 90 countries tune in to listen to what we are talking about, what vibration we're transmitting, and what feelings and we're going through, but also to listen to some of the experts who come on air and offer us tools to make our lives run a whole lot smoother. We are being guided further into a more refined state of being. And I believe that the more we can recognize how life becomes a joy when we live it in values and in respect and in honor and integrity, we then realize that there might be a lot of stuff that we're missing when we're not living it in that state. I have to tell you, a few days ago, we hosted the wonderful Reverend Dr. Ivy Hilton, psychotherapist, a brilliant singer, but also a mother struggling silently because her son has been incarcerated for life. And we were inspired to have the conversation because in Oprah's book club, her latest pick was The Sun Does Shine, How I Found Life and Freedom on Death Row by Anthony Ray Hinton. And it was a remarkable book because Dr. Hilton was sharing that it was when she reached that part in the book about how the mother kept asking her son, when are you coming home? You know, when are you coming home? And he just never wanted to tell his mother that he was on death row and that he would never come home. And this man, Ray Hinton, was actually incarcerated and was innocent. 30 years later, he's released. 30 years later, all the stories that he could tell of what goes on behind those walls. 30 years later, a life, perhaps, which could have been of a noble contribution to humanity is wasted. But maybe not, because now this book has become a number one bestseller. It's really beginning to shed some light on the prison system in the United States of America. And is it true that only if you don't have money you become a part of the system? And once you're in there, you are basically a product in which those who own these prison systems are making money on your demise. What a rough way to earn money nowadays, isn't it, folks? We have the
choice to determine how we choose to live and what decisions we choose to make. And there are times that we make mistakes. But for the life of me, do I have to suffer for 30, 40 years of that mistake behind a wall? Can't I suffer? I'm already taken away from my family. I'm already taken away from everything. Does it have to be suffering from the wall? Not like the big old days of the Wild Wild West when, you know, old whatever outlaw was shooting up and robbing banks and going behind the walls. How did the prison system become this? How did it become a gold mine for people of a particular nationality or race or color? I just don't get it. There's got to be something better. There's got to be something better. And I know that there is. And I know that if we focus on the better, we will become better. I want to play this speech by Martin Luther King. It was called The Better. And it was so touching for me because I felt like, you know, if King were alive today, what would he be saying? What would he be doing? Can you just imagine? Here's a speech by Martin Luther King.
And the words of Frederick Douglass, erstwhile Negro leader and father of Negro American freedom. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Power concedes nothing without demand. Dr. Martin Luther King goes further to remind his followers that they must work to assert their demands by means of the ballot, then admonishing them that the power of love and wisdom will always overcome the self-destructiveness of hate and undying bitterness.
We must work through the courts, through legislation, through the ballot. This is what we've been talking about over these last few meetings, the necessity of registering and the necessity of voting. And this is one of the most significant steps that the Negro can take at this hour, going to the ballot box. But I would like to give you a warning signal. I've tried to talk in militant terms for the last few minutes. But in the midst of this militancy, let us always realize that we don't have to hate as we try to straighten this situation out. Let us always realize that we don't have to become bitter as we try to straighten this situation out. And oh, my friends, if that is any one thing that I would like for you to remember this evening, it is the fact that somebody must have some sense in this world. Somebody must have sense enough to meet hate with love. Somebody must have sense enough to meet physical force with soul force. And if we will but try this way, we will be able to change these conditions and yet at the same time win the hearts and souls of those who have kept these conditions alive. And I know the temptation. I know the temptation which comes to all of us. We've been trampled over so long. I know the temptation that comes to all of us. We've seen the viciousness of lynching mob with our own eyes. We've seen police brutality in our own lives. We are still the last hired and the first fired. So many doors are closed in our faces. And that is the temptation for us to end up with bitterness. And I understand these people who have ended up in despair. I understand why there are some who have been a little misguided and they've ended up feeling that the problem can't be solved within. And so they talk about racial separation rather than racial integration. I understand their response. I have analyzed it psychologically and I understand it. But in spite of the fact that I understand it, I must say to them in patient terms that that isn't the way. I must say to them in patient terms that black supremacy is as dangerous as white supremacy. And God is not interested merely. God is not interested merely in the freedom of black men and brown men and yellow men. But God is interested in the freedom of the whole human race and the creation of a society where all men will live together as brothers. No, we need not hate. We need not use violence. That is another way. A way as old as the insights of Jesus of Nazareth. It's as modern as the techniques of Mohandas K. Gandhi. That is another way. A way as old as Jesus saying, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use them. And as modern as Gandhi saying, through Thoreau, non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as is cooperation with good. That is another way. A way as old as Jesus saying, turn the other cheek. And when he said that, he realized that turning the other cheek might bring suffering sometimes. He realized that it may get you home bombed sometimes. He realized that it may get you stabbed sometimes. He realized that it may get you scarred up sometimes. But he was saying in substance that it is better to go through life with a scarred up body than a scarred up soul. That is another way. This is what we're about to see. No, that is a power in this way. And if we will follow this way, we will be the participants in a great building process that will make America a new nation. And we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. This is our challenge. This is the way we must grapple with this dilemma. And we will be a great people. And let us have faith in the future. I know it's dark sometimes. And I know all of us begin to ask, how long will we have to live with this system? I know all of us are asking, how long will prejudice blind divisions of men, and darken their understanding and drive bright-eyed wisdom from her sacred throne? When will wounded justice, lying prostrate on the streets of our cities, be lifted from this dust of shame to reign supreme among the children of men? Yes, when will the radiant star of hope be plunged against the nocturnal bosom of this lonely night and plucked from weary souls the manacles of death and the chains of fear? How long will justice be crucified and truth buried? How long? I can only answer this evening, not long.
Wonderful, the great, great Dr. Martin Luther King. He continues to remind us of how important it is for us to stand up for truth, whether it's first internally with our thoughts, that we have to stand up for our own internal truth for ourselves before I think we can even fully stand up in front of the truth of others. And again, the time is an awakening. The time is calling us for we the people. The time is calling us to live out e pluribus unum. The time is calling us that even if we are experiencing any type of resistance, make it a positive resistance. And the times are calling us to connect to God, the source, the ultimate, the supreme, the highest on high, the vibration of truth, this deep, pure vibrational energy, which is really here to take us home and to make us feel belonged and at peace and pure at heart. Here's sending my purest wish to all of you out there. You might be struggling, you might be celebrating, but we always need pure wishes and good feelings, don't we? So remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we are here to love each other the same. Here's Kristen Hoffman, Love and Gratitude. Take care, everyone.
There's nothing more.